This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, January 23rd. Well, the grain market led by corn and soy makes a bit of a rebound on Monday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat also rebounded, and that has a totally different weather issue. That right now there's dryness in the south and in the western plains, and that has the traders very concerned that this extreme drought is really beginning to worry some of the people. We know that we've had that cold snap that really left the winter wheat kind of vulnerable to perhaps crop damage, and as time went on, everyone recognizes that we're not going to be able to understand any damage for a number of months. And so that rally was relatively short-lived, and we started to see some selling coming in. But now that we have this dryness on top of what happened earlier, there is real concerns that there could be some damage, or at least cut back some of our numbers, what we would expect our winter wheat to produce.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 3 at 425 and a half. March corn was down a half point at 352. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day up 3, ranging from 521 and three quarters to 532. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were up 1, ranging from 578 and a half to 593 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 1.5, ranging from 722 to 742. Live cattle for February were up $1.65 at 123.67 and a half. January feeder cattle were down a nickel at 147.90. And January class 3 milk was up a penny at 13.89. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report from the Ag Information Network.